Of course, another utility of Facebook and other social media is the possibility of disconnecting online, ending relationships Facebook to Facebook instead of face to face. Avoidance has always been a breakup tactic. Remember the Sex and the City episode when Carrie got unceremoniously dumped, not face-to-face?
A post-it? That's infuriating.
Yeah, I remember when breaking up over the phone was considered bad form.
I once was broken up with by a guy's doorman. I'm sorry, Miss Hobbs. Jonathan won't be coming down. Ever.
Ilana Gershon is Assistant Professor of Communications and Culture at Indiana University. She interviewed dozens of victims and perpetrators of breakups for her book, The Breakup 2.0, Disconnecting Over New Media. Ilana, welcome to On the Media.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
You interviewed 72 people for your book, most of whom volunteered their new media breakup stories. Was there any story that you heard that you couldn't believe that anybody had the nerve to share?
I definitely understood why they were sharing them with me, sometimes out of a sense of guilt and trying to make reparation. Like one of the stories that I heard was Ben and Jen were together and Ben began to realize that they were going to break up soon. And he started communicating with his friend Levy about this fact and then realized that Jen was going to be moving to a neighborhood where Levy lived and that they should have brunch so that Levy could introduce Jen to the neighborhood. Ben and Levy started having an email exchange about when the brunch should happen and where it should be. And then Ben decided to send this entire email correspondence to Jen to let her know when and where the brunch was going to be, not realizing until after he pushed send that at the very bottom of this email exchange was a message saying, I realize this is going to be awkward because we're about to break up.
And I'm like, youch. How has it come to pass that this is an acceptable way to end a relationship?
I interviewed 72 people. I surveyed 400 people about this. Only 4 people thought that face-to-face was not the ideal way to break up. And the other problem is that even if you break up face-to-face, you've made so many public declarations using Facebook. You've added people to your cell phone that you have to deal with the ways in which you've become enmeshed on new media and then disentangle. And that becomes really difficult. You've made this declaration of love to a community, and then you're telling them, no, it's over.
I want to get back to the breakup itself because it just seems so sleazy to me. Is there any explanation that would make somebody text or use a Facebook entry or simply change your relationship status unbeknownst to your, you know, soon-to-be former significant other? It's just cowardice, right? Or is there something deeper going on here?
I wasn't terribly sympathetic to the people who were doing this when I started doing the interviews. But really, having done all these interviews, I've gotten a lot more sympathetic. People try to break up face-to-face a couple of times and find themselves still enmeshed in this relationship that isn't working. Sometimes people turn to email or turn to texting to see if this finally will end the relationship. But the other thing that I was very surprised to find out is when talking to people about texting, it's over, some people thought that texting, it's over was the face-to-face equivalent of we have to talk. Then maybe the end of the conversation would be a renegotiation of the relationship, not a breakup.
Is there any other kind of digital relationship ender that caught your attention?
I had a story about a Skype breakup that I really loved. She had a webcam and he didn't. She felt he was just too into her. But part of that was the Skype let him look at her all the time and she could never see him. And I love the way it was the technology was enforcing that for her.
Well, that's either a very subtle and sensitive valuation of digital anthropology, or you are a victim of the Stockholm syndrome and you have begun to identify with your subjects. Are you a changed woman having done this research?
My life has changed tremendously because of this, because I'm now getting to talk to you.
Yeah, but we're going to end it very soon. In fact, I hate to do this to you, you know, over an ISDN line, but Ilana, it's over. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Ilana Gershon is the author of The Breakup 2.0, Disconnecting Over New Media.
I don't want to know what kind of cocktail you are or which member of the Beatles. knows which 1950s movie star. I don't give a toss if you're a ninja or a pirate. I suspect you'd be a pirate, but I don't want to verify it. And I don't give a shit what your stripper name is, or if your kitty had a litter. Look, just follow me on Twitter. I don't care about your family tree, and I certainly don't want you poking me. Again.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.